Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is the Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Today will mark the end of the eighth week that we've been on remote broadcast from the lovely Casa de Beach. Yes, that's our house of beach. That's what we have here. Bernadette Pollock is our executive producer. So I have a lot of people working on my show because back there, Buzzy is in the captain's seat today because Tony is gone. And Frank is sitting where Buzzy usually sits. I like Frank. Frank's one of my favorite guys. And so we've got the full group here. Here's the deal. I said that what will really be bad is if we begin to open things and then they find out it's going to turn out worse than we thought and we close and we have to reset and go back to house confinement, stuff like that. I said, I can see that being really problematic, okay? I can see actually an uprising by part of the community. Now, I'm looking at today's news and out of Texas, there was a tattoo parlor that was not supposed to be open, and they decide we've had enough. So the woman who owns the tattoo, by the way, the name of the tattoo parlor is Crash and Burn. So that ought to kind of give you an idea that they're serious people. These are not people to be trifled with. So the woman who owns Crash and Burn decided, I'm not going to be shut out of making a living. I need to put a tattoo on the table for the children. Called in some of her friends who arrived heavily armed. They put a semicircle around the entrance to Crash and Burn, and the only people allowed beyond that semicircle were customers. Now, I'm thinking this is really dangerous because they came armed with as many things as shotguns and AR-15s. All right, you know, you're talking about a serious weapon. I have one. Believe me, they're a serious weapon. And if you stick a 30-round banana clip in them, which is probably illegal there, definitely illegal in New York State, it could be very problematic. Now, I don't know if the police decided to crack down, if they would confront them. I would doubt it. But are the people that brought the gun ready to use the gun? I hope not. But it's dangerous to show them. As I've said before, if you get a permit and whatever, don't expect by just showing the gun that you're going to get out of a dangerous situation, because the people coming after you know just about as much gun about as much about guns as you do. So let's hope they were not prepared to use them, but I don't think it's a great idea to bring them. You don't bring it unless you're ready to use it. What do you think, Buzzy? Could that be a powder keg ready to explode?
Yeah, that's just getting into a sticky situation, Sandy. Like you said, let's hope that they're not in a position to use them. But, I mean, those we're talking about a very deadly situation if it went the wrong way.
And all it takes is one wrong move. It's almost like gunfight at the OK Corral. You know, when Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and the group are there outside the... outside the OK Corral, and the movie shows them the tensing up, and suddenly one of the guys pulls a gun, and now all hell breaks loose. Let's hope that doesn't happen. So I don't think it's a good idea to be bringing a gun to one of these things. No. Peaceful protest, fine. Guns, no. Okay? All right, let's take a break, and then we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, it is Beach and Company. Yeah, I got very disturbed by those armed people trying to protect the tattoo parlor. Imagine getting shot or even killed over one of those things. What else is going on? We have a lot going on today because I've got two good subjects, all right? One of them is from my own life. All right, it isn't often that I get my own life as a subject, but Bernie and I... what was it? Let's see, maybe 9 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago, one of those two, were sitting down planning the wedding. So she got her pad and pencil out. We sharpened our minds and we said, okay, let's start with a date. And after about 8 or 9 hours, we came up with a date. That's as far as we got, because that was the end of the day. And the next day, the virus hit the fan. And so we were trying to plan our wedding, and we can't. So I thought a good subject is, what are you waiting for? It's from the old expression, you know, like you're about to do it, but you haven't done it yet. And what are you waiting for? Well, that's what we're asking you. Are you waiting to go to school? Are you waiting to get married? Are you waiting to go to mass? Are you waiting to buy a car? What are you waiting for things to get back to normal? So what'll it mean to you when something happens and you get back to normal? I would think buying or selling your house, either one. What are you waiting for? You can do it now, but my understanding is the agent can't show you around the house. There's some really weird rules. I think they can leave the door unlocked and you can go in there on your own and look at, which if I was selling my house, I wouldn't do that. I can tell you that right now. But I want to know, what are you waiting for? Let us know. The second question is could be the first question very easily. Should the police enforce the mask rules? And I put that in there because I was thinking about Texas and that tattoo parlor, because the people that work there and the people mainly that were going there were all wearing masks. However, there was an armed contingent of people who wanted to make sure the place stayed open, which is really scary to me. You can see how that thing could get out of hand in a nanosecond. So I'm asking, what are you waiting for? It's personal with each of us. Maybe you're just waiting for the kids to go to school. That would be a good thing to wait for. Buzzy, if I asked you, what are you waiting for, what would you tell me?
You know what, Sandy? I can get through the summer. That's fine. All right. Limited restrictions on everything. I'm okay with that. You know, I understand it. Let's slowly get back to life. But what I'm waiting for and what I will miss if it doesn't happen is going to Blacksburg, Virginia, and college football season.
Oh, we know that. Is that the Blacksburg Band playing in the background?
That is the Marching Virginians, yes.
I thought reading it on the screen it was the Marching Virgins. but it's the Marching Virginians. See, you take one syllable, you move it around, it has a whole different meaning, doesn't it?
but you know what? I'll be fine. We talked about this earlier in the week. Once the weather gets better and sustains that summer weather, I think we'll find it easier to go by with less to do because we can be outside. We can be in our yards, on our patio. But once fall rolls around and if we're not at full stadiums, if we're not back to the groove of things by fall, early winter, then I really think you're going to notice people really missing those things. So I am waiting for football season.
I think people are going to get more antsy as the nice weather is there and none of the things that they were used to doing. Hey, I want to go to Taste of Buffalo. Sorry, it's closed. Hey, I want to go to the Allentown Art Festival. Sorry, it's closed. How about the Greek Festival? It's one of my favorites. It didn't open. All of these things and nice weather, and you're stuck mainly in the house. Yeah, you can go out on the lawn if you want to,
That's true.
I think most people are going to get antsier. This is basically part two of the show we did yesterday. I think they're going to get antsier as time goes on. What are you waiting for? And should the police enforce the mask? Now, that's going to be problematic, and I'll tell you why, because we got two examples already. A few weeks ago, a security guard at a grocery store, not here, got killed by somebody when he was trying to enforce the mask thing. For some reason, that mask thing really puts people over the top. Governor Cuomo mentioned it before. And there was another thing in the paper yesterday or today where two guys were told they had to wear masks and they broke the jaw of the security guard. Now, that's not good. There's two examples, one a fatality and one a broken jaw, just trying to tell somebody that they have to wear the mask. So I'm thinking if you want to look at it this way, I'm asking, should the police enforce it, or should it be one of those things where just a friendly little reminder, not that there aren't enough, virtually every commercial on TV, virtually every minute on the radio, it's enforcing theoretically that you should wear that mask. Okay, I'll ask Buzzy, should the police enforce the mask?
You know, I have so much respect for our police officers, and I agree with you, Sandy. I think they could, you know, say, hey, you got to wear a mask. It's encouraged. I wouldn't say arrest someone or write up a ticket. I think most of that is on the establishment, right? So if you're at a grocery store and you don't have your mask on, you are putting others at risk, then I think the store should kick you out. And I also think more people will be willing to wear a mask, would be more open to a long time having to wear a mask if more stuff is open. If you tell me, hey, wear that mask and now this is open and now we're easing up restrictions on this, I think you'll see a lot more willingness to wear the mask.
Well, you know, I came up with a solution. That tattoo parlor that brought in the armed friends to make sure they could stay open. What do they want? They want business. Obviously, it's a tattoo parlor. The people inside were wearing a mask. But anybody that comes into the tattoo parlor that doesn't have a mask on, I think the law should read that they have to have a mask tattooed on their face, like Mike Tyson. Who would mess with Mike Tyson? Nobody would. And if he had a mask, first of all, he wouldn't be like Biden. He wouldn't forget that he had it on. It would be tattooed. And it wouldn't be that he was looking at it all day. He'd be looking past it. If you have a tattoo on, I don't know. I never had a tattoo. But if you had a tattoo on, I think you're aware of it. But if it's a mask tattoo, you'd see right through it. Huh? Am I not a problem solver?
I like it. I like that idea a lot.
Thank you very much. All right, so we're asking two questions. Should the police enforce the mask rules? As we said, that could get more iffy than you think because one security guard fatality, another one with a broken jaw. It's a broken arm, Bernie. broken arm, I'm sorry. He got his arm broken. And so it shows that people and somebody mouthing off to the governor. And I'm thinking, mouthing off to the governor is not a good idea since the governor is usually surrounded by state police. So I'm thinking that maybe not a good idea to be mouthing off or trying to get somebody to do something they don't want to do that they consider personal. And what are you waiting for? Are you waiting? Maybe you're waiting to get a divorce. And you can't get a divorce because the court isn't open. So you got to live with that other person for however many years or whatever it takes. Think about it like that. Now, if you're going to get married and you're waiting to get married, you need a marriage certificate. They do have an expiration date. The places are closed to get them, but my understanding is you can get them online. Okay? I don't know. If you have to show your marriage online marriage certificate right next to the stamps you downloaded, I'm not really sure it has the same authenticity. And are you waiting to travel, maybe? We're hearing that some islands are forbidding any kind of tourism at all until 2002, is it, Bernie? 2002. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. As Bernie and I had to stop planning our wedding because we couldn't book anything because we don't want to book something and have to cancel and find another place and whatever. So basically, we in our heads, we have the date, and that's it. That's it. So on my question of what are you waiting for, I'll put myself and Bernie at the top of the list. We're waiting to plan our wedding. She's going to get a nice, fabulous new outfit. We got to get the cake. I'll be more interested in her than the cake. I want to stress that. The cake, the judge is in place. Judge Wolfgang is going to officiate. But that's it. That is it. We've got a tentative date, and we do have the judge. If it's on that date, we're all set with that. But that's it. So that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting to make the arrangements for the wedding. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to go out and eat and actually sit down at a sit-down restaurant? Maybe it's getting a new house. Maybe you want to buy a house, but it's awfully hard to look at them. Maybe you want to sell the house you're in now, but you don't see anybody showing houses because I don't think they can right now. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. One of the things I wait for almost every day is my best friend in the whole world for my whole life, Don in Pennsylvania, on line 4. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Joe. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing fine, and Frank has joined us today for the conversation. What's going on, Don?
Okay. Question number one. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? What can you hardly wait till they take the shackles off and you can do it?
Okay, first of all, I am waiting for these unconstitutional restrictions to be removed from everybody so that we can go on, if we elect, to do everyday things like watching sporting events, going to sporting events, going to a restaurant and being able to sit down and eat, if we choose to do so. No one's forcing us to do these things. It should be up to the individual, but it's not that way right now.
You know what's funny? I heard somebody say the other day, this is like the introduction to socialism, whereas, you can have an apartment, but you got to go on the, got to go in line to do it. Yeah, you can buy a car, but not now. So there's a lot of things that would tie into what it would be like if we were a socialist nation instead of what we really are.
Well, that's 100% correct. And that the overriding thing with these restrictions not being eased is that the Tuesday in November, when we all go to vote, Guess who's going to take the hit for the problems we got? And it ain't the guy on the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Do you believe what they're saying now, that Biden is actually ahead of Trump in the polls?
Well, if we remember correctly, about 4 years ago, Mrs. Clinton was ahead of Donald Trump also, according to the polls. So hopefully the same thing will happen this time.
I think it was a good sign that we flipped a House seat in California a couple of days ago. That's pretty good. So that House seat is no longer Democratic. It will now be a Republican. So that's great.
That's great when you consider what you the election was in California. It wasn't in some other state that you might expect the Republican to win, but you don't expect it in California. So
that's exactly right. Now, do you think the police should enforce the mask rules? We've had security guards, one of them killed, another one a broken leg, trying to get people to wear a mask.
That's a very good question, like all your questions. All I can say is we had a personal incident that I would like to bring up about this question. Last Saturday, my wife was driving down the road, stopped for a red light, and the lady behind used our car as her brakes.
Oh, not good.
Right into our car. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the car was hurt quite a bit. So I'm in the process of doing that. But after being as both my wife and the other lady that hit my wife were discussing insurance coverages and going over all this, an officer came by and stopped. So that was a good thing.
Now, let me ask you this. Was the insurance agency open that you were insured by and the other drivers insured by?
The strange thing about that was both parties have the same insurance company.
Oh, well, that might work out a little bit better then. So rear-ended, I don't know about your state, but in most states, if you get rear-ended, it's automatically the fault of the person that rear-ended you.
Well, that's what I would think, unless some extenuating circumstances were happening, but I don't think so.
Yeah, unless you just jammed on the brakes because you didn't like the way they were driving in back of you. Basically, if the person is not in control of their car and they smash into you, it's their fault.
Right. Well, it was a red light. Well, anyway, but the strange thing here was when the officer stopped and came to talk to both parties, the officer was not, and I emphasize the word not, wearing a mask.
Oh, wow. I would say to the officer, after he's given you the ticket, how come you're not wearing a mask? Don't do it before.
Marie, you got that right.
I'm not wearing a mask, but I'm going to use this ticket I've written out to you, and you can wear it as a mask.
Well, that's true. But look, I'm sure the same situation or scenario is prevalent where you are, just like me. Most of the deaths from this virus are occurring in the nursing homes or homes of that type. I mean, like here in a county I live in, 83% of the deaths have occurred in a nursing home. 83%.
Wow. Yeah, we have a very large percentage too. All right, Don, let's hope that you get to do what you're waiting for right now, and thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thank you, and I hope it lessens up so your wedding can go off as hopefully you're planning to have.
Well, you'll know something will arrive in your mailbox, and it's called a wedding invitation. And I don't know about where you live, but where we live, whenever you get an invitation, you immediately send a $50 check to the person that sent it to you.
$50 check? Well, inflationary times. It's got to be more than that.
Well, it is. I gave you the discount. You get the best friend discount. Don't you understand that? So you're going to be invited to the wedding, but you got to wear pants.
Oh my God, Bill.
I hate to stress that, but it's important.
That's a tough stipulation.
Okay, Don. Take care.
Good day.
Okay, goodbye. Let's take a break, and then we'll return. Got a lot of calls, a lot of Facebooks, a lot of texts, a lot of action on this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, the two questions. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Bernie and I are waiting for everything to get lifted so we can get our wedding license. You can get one online, but you can get your license. But then the clock starts ticking because they run out. There is an expiration time. And that's the last thing we need to have that run out. So that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting to get married. And what are you waiting for? Maybe going to school, the kids going to school, going out to eat maybe? Are you waiting to buy a car? Maybe you had your eye on a certain car and then boom, everything came flying down and you couldn't do it because the dealers are closed. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's go to Dave in Tonawanda. Dave, you're on WBEN. Hello, Dave, on line one.
Hello.
Hello there, Dave. I knew we'd connect. Dave in Tonawanda. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, I'd like to find out why is there seems to be a double standard there when it... Because this morning I heard Susan Rose talking to the Chevy representative there, and they said that they're opening on this coming Monday, the 18th. Now, Poland Cars said nothing's going to be opened, right?
That's what he said. Yeah, I was surprised to hear that the automobile opening was going to be Monday. I don't know if that's for everybody. I don't know if they're doing it legally or illegally. I agree with you. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, because if no manufacturing is supposed to be opened, you know, he extended it.
The GM engine plant there, that's what they were talking about. Keep in mind how harsh this is on for different things for different reasons. Here, GM comes with one of the best new cars in a long time, and that's the new Corvette. The engine for the new Corvette being built right here in Buffalo, and yet before they can get a lot out the pipeline, the door slams closed with the virus. So they're sitting here. I don't know if they have a huge backlog of orders or whatever, but this is lost productivity on that side of it. You know, there's the human side and there's the product side. On the product side, you got the best car going right now as far as excitement for a new vehicle, and nothing's going on with it. So, yeah, Dave, I'm with you. We'll try and find out why that is.
Well, also another thing is they said Erie County was supposed to be able to open up by the 15th. Now, Susan Rose said it early this morning on the news report that she said that everything is Niagara County is included. You know, they can't open up. So,
well, remember when they were predicting that we might be able to open up by tomorrow some things. Okay, that's because we had like three good days in a row on one of the criteria. Well, then we had bad criteria, bad criteria, bad criteria, and they couldn't do it. This thing is very much a movable feast. They have to go by the information they have now. The problem is the information they'll have tomorrow might be different. And so they're waiting for a little continuity there as one of the numbers they have to look at. It is confusing, too, Dave, and it's maddening. What about the other question, Dave? Should the police have to enforce the mask rules?
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I asked it.
I would say no.
Yeah, the police don't want to. The union for the Buffalo Police Department says they don't want to enforce that, and I don't blame them because it's a powder keg. As we said nationally, just that I remember, one security guy at a supermarket, not here certainly, was killed trying to do it. And then a recent posting was that two men broke the security guard's arm. Is it Bernie? Broke a guy's arm. So it looks like when somebody invades your personal space, you get your dander up and do something stupid. And so I think it would be dangerous to have them enforce it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. All right. Yeah, I think there's something about that. You know, it's when you get stopped by the police, maybe for running a red light or going 10 or 12 miles over the speed limit or something like that, it angers you. You get anger, even though you did probably what they are stopping you for. You get angry. But the wearing of the mask seems to be even worse than that. It seems like everything shows up at that confrontation. Sorry, sir, you'll have to wear a mask or you can't enter the building. What do you mean I can't enter the building? I'm a citizen. I pay my taxes. I'm a voter, blah, 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 blah. And then when they really push you, you do something stupid, like killing somebody. That's happened. Like breaking their arm. That's happened. And we don't want any more of that, do we? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.